This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one. Today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For a second hour. Thank you for joining us. We're going through Obama clips. Then I want to air a Joe Biggs report on these U.S. taxpayer-funded Islamic centers across the United States where unwitting general public thinks they're going to a private school. It's not advertised as an Islamic training center with caliphate law, but it is. But first, I want to get to a few more of these clips from Obama and the town hall with Anderson Cooper late last week. Mark Kelly said, how would government confiscate 350 million guns in America? You do it incrementally. You persecute gun owners. You go after them. You scare most people into submitting and turning them in. And that's what CNN did an op-ed piece on Thursday that we wrote about. In fact, I'll pull it up right now. I've got it actually punched up. CNN calls for Obama to declare a national state of emergency to gut the Second Amendment. And then we link to the actual article in the story, which is titled and written by a Elliot Feynman, Victim's Father, Obama's Gun Actions Won't Make a Dent. They just say, just confiscate them. And more, that's what Dianne Feinstein and others are basically saying. But let's go to Mark Kelly. How would government confiscate 350 million guns, CNN?
Often what you hear in the debate of expanding background checks to more gun sales, and as you know, Gabby and I are 100% behind the concept of somebody getting a background check before buying a gun. But when we testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, we heard not only from the gun lobby, but from United States senators, that expanding background checks will, not may, will lead to a registry, which will lead to confiscation, which will lead to a tyrannical government.
As everywhere else.
So I would like you to explain, with 350 million guns in 65 million places.
He's wearing the lobbyist ring right there.
From Key West.
Obama's wearing the radical Muslim ring.
350 million objects in 65 million.
Funding Al-Qaeda to murder everybody in ISIS.
If the federal government wanted to confiscate those objects, how would they do that?
What I think Mark is alluding to is what I said earlier. This notion of a conspiracy out there, and gets wrapped up in concerns about the federal government. Now, there's a long history of that. That's in our DNA. The United States was born suspicious of some distant authority.
Distant power. He goes on, some distant power. And we played the clip of him at a university. There's one at West Point, too. Like, don't be scared of some tyranny. It's crazy. There's no tyranny. Really? Hitler, Stalin, Mao. I mean, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? There's 200 plus countries in the world, like 209 or something. And there's like five or six where there's some gun ownership. And you look at it and you say, nobody wants your guns. Let's go out to break with Donald Trump and his response saying, eliminate gun-free zones in schools. Here you go.
What a gun-free zone is to a sicko. That's bait. That's like gun-free zone. And then they walk in with whatever the hell they're carrying. And these five great soldiers, and I'm telling you, one of them was one of the most highly awarded ones. He was super shot. He's not allowed to have a gun. All five are killed instantaneously. And you have other cases. I will get rid of gun-free zones on schools. And you have to. And on military bases, my first day, it gets signed, okay? My first day. There's no more gun-free zones. I mean, think of it. A gun-free zone A gun-free zone on a military base with some of the best soldiers we have sitting there relaxing, watching television, no gun, guy walks in, kills all of them, okay? That ends immediately.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, I want to get into Donald Trump soaring in national polls, beating Hillary Clinton handily. I want to go over the numbers for you. But first, we've got an investigation that's taken us months. This is just the first part of the investigation with David Knight, Joe Biggs, and others into this Gulen network that's gotten total billions of dollars, tens of millions, hundreds of millions a year. The group's worth more than $25 billion. And it's connected to all these radical groups. They promote a caliphate, they promote Sharia law. And we were already on this last year before there were indictments made in the United States that the leader of it, who lives here in the U.S., has not shown up to. And now we have connections to Hillary Clinton being funded by the very group who makes contributions, Fethullah Gulen, the leader of it. Turkish Imams, USA Network of Schools, to be investigated as part of lawsuit. That started back on December 14th. Since then, there were criminal charges, and no one showed up to the events. Now, the point in getting into all this, I'm not even saying this group's the end-all, be-all of evil. I'm not saying they're out to even get us. I'm saying I can show you New York Daily News and CBS News where aircraft are flying into the U.S., where hundreds of people get off from all over the world, and they don't even check their visas or their passports because they're from Latin America or they're from Asia or they're from Europe or they're from Syria. But then when I fly, they want to grope me and my family to train me to be a slave. It's all a joke. And it just illustrates how this war on terror is a way to take our freedoms. Now they say ISIS has U.S.-made stingers. Well, that happened in Benghazi. But the media, the London Independent, says they made the missiles themselves in the headline, but then later admit, no, they got them from the U.S. You mean the criminals that run the U.S. And then we come back from this report, I'm going to get into the 1,000-plus men reportedly out molesting and raping women in Cologne. The police chief has been fired. The mayor's in trouble. But Merkel's on record. We have a video clip saying, let them engage in crime. You deserve it, basically. This is the leftist bizarre death wish. That's all coming up. But first, here is the report with Joe Biggs and others into your tax money paying for
Joe
schools.
Biggs with info.
We're going to back it up. Your taxpayer money paying for schools. Think about this. That actually teach Sharia law, but look like normal private schools to accelerate your kids' learning. All over the U.S. and almost all the teachers are brought in foreign. This is just an example of how wide open we are. Here it is.
This is Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. Now, we have covered countless terror attacks, but where do these attacks start and what leads to them?
Multiple attacks have erupted in Paris tonight.
More than 120 people have been killed in Paris, and more than 200 are injured in a series of attacks across the city.
After the attacks in Paris, we began a trek across the country investigating the American Caliphate. We went deep into the Catskill Mountains and investigated Islamburg, an area started by Mubarak Ali Jalani, the leader of the Al-Fuqra terrorist organization. We then made our way to Dearborn and Hamtramck, Michigan, small suburbs surrounding the Detroit area that are predominantly Muslim. Then the attacks in San Bernardino, California unfolded. While investigating San Bernardino, David Knight spoke with the director of Killing Ed, a documentary exposing charter schools throughout the world that are led by a man named Fethullah Gulen.
This was essentially a documentary that was about charter schools. They found that the largest charter school at the time of the schools being run by Fethullah Gulen was also the worst case example, according to whistleblowers, as to what could go wrong with charter schools. This whole organization and these schools that masquerade as schools of science and math are really about pushing Turkey. And we need to ask ourselves, why are they proselytizing so hard about Turkey? Of course, they can't directly proselytize about Islam, because then they would be they would lose all their federal funding. But they do proselytize very hard with Turkey.
Gulen is living in a self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania due to what he says were for health concerns. Now, what we've heard is that this man was allegedly given a visa from the CIA. Many say Gulen is a front for the CIA. Classified documents obtained by WikiLeaks reveal secularists are convinced that the Justice and Development Party is the creation of the U.S. government and that Washington funds the Gulen movement. Fethullah Gulen is a Turkish imam who is under investigation by the Turkish government. He wants to impose Sharia law on Turkey and eventually the rest of the world. He is also being sued by Robert Amsterdam, the founding partner of London-based Amsterdam and Partners LLP. They were hired by the Turkish government to expose allegedly unlawful conduct by the Gulen Network worldwide. Our investigation led us to the Cosmos Foundation, which is an umbrella group for a vast network of charter schools, which is used to recruit young, impressionable minds to accept the ruling law of Sharia. Now, 46 campuses are spread throughout Texas, with the headquarters being located in Houston. There are 6 Gulen schools in Austin alone, and over 130 charter locations around the United States. The Gulen-inspired schools are the largest charter network in the U.S., and they receive approximately $150 million a year in taxpayer money. The majority of the teachers come from Turkey, and a majority of the contracts for construction go to Turkish businesses. These actions alone should raise a red flag to the American public. Back on December 22nd of this year, Fethullah Gulen was a no-show at his first trial in Turkey. Gulen faces terrorism charges for being the leader of the Fethullah Terrorist Organization, also known as FETO, and is accused of plotting to imprison his critics despite his repeated claims of innocence. Now an arrest warrant has been issued for 61 suspects and Gulen himself for the reported involvement in the terrorist organization. So why do we have a man protected by the CIA that we know funnels millions of U.S. taxpayer dollars to his movement in Turkey, running the largest amount of charter schools in America? But we as American citizens have our rights trampled upon by the TSA and our borders left wide open. We know that the Obama administration funds and arms ISIS, and yet our Second Amendment rights are attacked every time a tragedy strikes our country. Now our government wants to bring in unvetted Syrian refugees that come from war-torn areas and are brought up with anti-American values, and also use fake passports to infiltrate refugee groups to get into our country and eventually carry out attacks.
America needs to wake up. The time is now. Spread this video worldwide. People need to understand what is going on. Now, this will only be the first part in a larger series of investigations looking into the Golan movement and what it means and what its future could possibly be here in America. This is Joe Biggs reporting from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We just premiered that report that has never aired, that normally would air on the nightly news, but we're airing it here today on the Sunday radio broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And this is mainstream news, that our government is funding these radical Islamic groups. And again, folks, I don't want to clash with civilizations. I'm not anti-Islamic, period. But radical organizations are being funded to take over the Middle East, to basically sabotage the Middle East, but also use that threat to take American liberties and freedoms. And now you see them doing it, saying we have to take your liberties away, we have to take your freedoms away because the refugees have a bunch of terrorists in them. But who brought them in? The government. And who started the war to destabilize Syria, Egypt, Libya, and other countries? The people that have hijacked and run our country. Now when we come back, we're going to look at Germany, France, and other European countries, where they've got hundreds of rapes being reported a day. I mean, this is crazy. We'll explain why the government is covering that up by the radical jihadis.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, I know entertainment's just entertainment, but so much of culture is governed by it. And I went off reviews. I went off people that I'd talked to say that the new Star Wars was absolutely horrible. And, of course, we had the spoilers. But I watched it. It was pretty good, I actually thought. I mean, Princess Leia was absolutely like Hillary Clinton bossing people around and bitching at Han Solo. But Han Solo gets killed like Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's how episode 4 starts. So it's not as good as an episode 4 or 5, but it's a lot better than an episode 1 or an episode, let me see, 4, 5, you know, 6, Return of the Jedi. So I think it's a pretty good movie, actually. I rarely have to correct myself, but I've got to say, it's better than mediocre. Very entertaining. Was a good movie. It just wasn't deep, but it was entertaining. So I stand corrected. After, and I told folks I hadn't seen it yet. I was just going off the transcript and off the spoilers. But here I am. And of course, I got reminded of that because I saw it about a week ago. Nico finally saw it, the main producer of the show. And he said, I thought it was pretty good. And I had been meaning to come in and actually do that mea culpa and just say, okay, I was wrong. It was not as bad as, say, episode one. It's like three times better than episode one. But episode one is really bad. I mean, it's a really bad movie. So there you go. Disney has done better than George Lucas did in the last few years. Hate to say it. They'll say I've sold out to Disney. I just have sold out to the truth. And so I have to say the truth even if I don't like it, even if it makes me wrong. So I agree with Obama now, too. Raising the debt doesn't raise the debt, and nobody wants your guns. They're not coming for them. No, I'm joking, folks. We know that. We understand. We've seen this movie. We can give you a review. Now, speaking of seeing this movie, there are a bunch of Muslim countries that have some of the lowest crime rates in the world that are very nice people and are high level of education and make good immigrants. Places like Syria or Iraq before the wars. Not anymore, folks. And the West has funded all these radicals to come in and take over. But because the Russians and others have kicked them out, they've run to Turkey, which borders Europe. Now, that was the big Western country that got taken over when Constantinople fell to the Muslims and became Istanbul. That's Turkey's working with the radicals, brings them in, and then in Muslim culture, in the radical countries, it's not in all Muslim culture, but in the Saudi Arabian culture and others that claim they're the core fundamentalist Muslims, a woman unattended wearing a beekeeper suit, to quote Stefan Molyneux, wearing a headdress fully covered, what they call it, burqa. They can be raped, and then when they're raped, they can be beaten or executed because it's their fault. Just to be out without a man leading you by the hand in your beekeeper suit. You're not even beekeeping. Oh, I'm being against the culture. Yes, it's a culture that says we're going to take over and make your wife or daughters wear a beekeeper suit. No, you're not. I got a Second Amendment. Go to Hades. Now, that said, they bring in millions the last few years. I mean, it's like 5 million the last 4 years. It's 1.5 million just in Germany the last year. It is crazy numbers. No passports, no IDs, just like Obama's doing. And then they go out and party at night. Most of them are military-age men. A lot of them were smuggled in, promised all this free sex. They told them, you know, the Germans are all a bunch of crazy sluts because they watch Western television. They believe it. They don't get you up to ignore the women to get them to act like that. You don't run up and try to rape them. You got to tell them they're ugly to get them to do that, not rape them, dummies. Anyways, the point is, Just haven't figured it out yet. They're going to have them raping you if you figure it out to become a pickup artist. It's not an issue. But imagine third world populations running up to do all this. And then this happened New Year's Eve last week. The German military, government, all over Germany, from Frankfurt to Munich to Cologne, covered it up. Thousands of men just gang raping, beating women, breaking their noses. Let's play some of the video and audio for radio and TV listeners of the guns being fired, the fireworks going off. The police said it was like an invasion. Here it is. Of course, they have massive gun control there, but they magically had guns. Screaming and cussing, give us your women, Allah Akbar. Loading their guns, firing them in the air. If we just had gun control, though, just like Mexico has total gun control, but super high crime rates. That's right, just fire your guns in the air. And they were just in Syria having their fun, but got kicked out by the Russians. Chopping heads off, everything else. And their camp followers just want to have a good time. She's like, I am liberal. Oh. So this is just, some towns of 100 people have like 500 people put in it. And they just go, look, school kids, you belong to them. Make their beds, give them food. And they actually say, I'm allowed to rape you, Merkel says. Shock videos on Infowars.com. Migrants in Berlin shooting guns, throwing fireworks. Paul Joseph Watson. That's one of like 30 articles I have. Here's another one. Cologne sex attacks in Germany. Police chief is sacked over handling of assaults. Filed a report saying no incidents, no crime, no muggings, no nothing the next day. Even though it was just giant gang raping and the police standing down. They actually did the raping in front of the police station. That's funny. Anyways, continuing. Merkel to back stricter rules for migrants after Cologne attacks. She now says they'll check their IDs. They advertise everywhere, just come on in. Maybe they'll make sure the women like lay on their back and submit properly, because the mayor, the big feminist, said you shouldn't dress sexy and you should learn how to fight back physically, but you can't have guns to protect yourself. So that's the news there. I'll tell you another country that's in major revolt over unlimited North African and other Muslims being brought in. I was in Catalan about 3-4 months ago. I always wanted to go to Spain. I went to Spain. It was very beautiful. And I go to the airport, and there are just streams of Muslims. And I was checking their passports. I saw them ahead of me checking it. They were all out of Libya. They were out of Tunis. They were all these different cities and countries in North Africa. And they were coming in, and they were not citizens, and they were being ordered to let in. And I was watching the border police just angrily stamp their passports and let them in. Then they used that to take this Spanish free speech. They used that all over with 47% unemployment for young people under 30. They used that to take their speech. And Catalan is somewhat French, quote, Spanish, but it's a culture even older that's Roman-influenced. It's one of the oldest cultures in Spain when the Romans had bases there. You know, you see movies like Gladiator, and you're like, well, this is like a, you know, brown-haired, blue-eyed guy who's supposedly a Spaniard. Well, that's what Spain was, actually out of the Catalan region. And since they got invaded by the Muslims, most of the country got taken over. They killed all the men, enslaved most of the women. That was kind of a blessing for them to repopulate Spain, because they pretty much killed everybody. They didn't kind of populate. They just murdered everybody and ran off with the women to Africa. But now Catalan, separate as back new leader, they've now seceded by law, not with guns, not with any of that. They just have seceded. The vast majority voted to leave Spain, and Spain's trying to threaten actions, but they can't because the Catalonians just refuse to pay taxes. They're not pulling guns out or wearing camo, and I'm not against that, but they're just effectively, you know, taking their country back, and it's got the incredibly corrupt government of Spain freaking out. We'll cover that more coming back. Stay with us.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
When the blood runs high.
Blood runs high. In the time.
Give it to me easy. All right, we're not taking any calls today, but I will take calls tomorrow. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central with a 4-hour weekday radio broadcast. It's been on air for 19 years. I've been on air 21 years total in April. It's hard to believe we've been syndicated for 19 years. Look, I'm not trying to be negative here. There's lots of positive stuff I can tell you, but positive stuff doesn't need to be attacked or resisted. It can stand on its own. Obamacare, the gun grabs, the open borders, the paramilitary militarization of our local government. All of this is the real issues that historically end up being major disasters. Now, I want to cover three things right now. Some of these I've already mentioned, but I want to drill deeper into them. Trump surging into leadership position, not just of the RNC Republican candidates, but against Hillary and that creature Bernie Sanders. Then, a 15-year armed standoff, the longest in U.S., maybe world history, ended really last year, but it was announced yesterday in the Dallas Morning News. And then my take on the Powerball, the biggest in history as well. And more on the Catalan separatist. Then we'll get into more on Hillary and mainstream media saying her husband settled rape cases. I was covering that in 97, 98 with Kathleen, Willie, and others. Jennifer Flowers, you name it. But now, it's in the news. Nobody said he raped Flowers. She was a mistress, but the point is, she was in the news. Bill Clinton. It's a big deal to have that out. It shows you where the system's going. But getting back to Catalan, Spain has been fascist since World War II, before World War II. And the king of Spain, Juan Carlos, who was the aide apparent to the dictator of Spain, who brought back the monarchy, is far from a fascist. And I'm not endorsing fascism. But Franco brought in a type of corporate fascism that's socialist for the general public. And again, they've got 45, 50% unemployment for young men and women below the age of 30 in Spain. They've got carbon taxes. They're following the globalist model. It is hellish. And Catalan has always been one of the hardest working, most industrious groups. And it doesn't really identify with Madrid because it's up in the northeast, bordering the mountains between that and France, is saying, we're not part of this. And they're saying, it's not that we don't want to just be part of Spain. We identify with being part Spanish. It's that Spain is Euro. Spain is globalist. Spain is corrupt. Spain taxes us at higher rates than the rest of the country because we're so productive, we're done. And I'm telling you, almost every house, almost every apartment window had a Catalonian flag hanging when I was there last year. And this is the model, and I'm going to get to this in a moment, of how to really get out of systems, how to say no. Because I'm all for the Republic. I'm all for America. It's not perfect, but it's better than other countries. But if it's gone and turned globalist and all that's left's the flag, then have Texas and Oklahoma, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, New Mexico secede. I mean, I believe our governors, our politicians, our citizens can have a better effect there. Cutting our, look at Texas has already boomed compared to the rest of the country. This is because we have a little bit lower taxes. It's already super high. I mean, California's got like 70% taxes with federal, state, and all the rest. I mean, how can anybody, you make 60, 70 grand a year, you pay like 70% taxes. France is like 87%. If you make €1 million a year in France, you pay 101% tax. People say, well, that'll bankrupt somebody. That's the whole plan. Because the big ruling Socialist Party, it's been in the news for 4 years, does not pay taxes, and no one enforces. And they go, hold on, you don't pay taxes. He just goes, no comment. Look it up. French elite caught with Swiss bank accounts not paying taxes. The socialist. See, if other people aren't enforced on with taxes, they're going to raise them forever. Why not? You're going to go out of business and they won't. They're going to be able to take over. Catalonia's pro-independence parties agreed on Saturday on a new leader, clearing the way for the creation of a regional government and raising pressure on national parties in Madrid to form a broad coalition to oppose the separatist drive. And by the way, every other region on their border now is joining and going, we want to leave too. See how that's infectious? The parties agreed to back Carlesh Puigdemont, if I pronounced that right, a fiery separatist, and a vote due on Sunday came after the region's acting head, Artur Mas, said he would step down in an attempt to break months of political deadlock in Spain's wealthiest region. And it's the wealthiest region just because they're hardworking folks. I loved them when I was there. I mean, it was just like buzzing around, working, having fun, doing stuff. There weren't a bunch of chip on the shoulder, griping young people. Oh, I got to wait tables. Oh, I got to drive a taxi. Oh, I got to own a hotel. Oh, I got to... Like you pick up in trendy slacker areas. There's this whole movement now to text message and to put out on Twitter that you oppose capitalism on your capitalist slave-made phone. Because the Cromedy capitalist system did that. Catalonia's politicians have been able to form a government since September regional election due to disagreements between the pro-independence parties that together hold a majority in the Barcelona Assembly. You hear that? The independence parties hold a majority in the Barcelona Assembly. They started out just to get Catalonia free. They already have enough to take over the whole country. That's how much people want change. Just like Trump ain't perfect. But he isn't the ruling elite, and if he doesn't do what we want, we'll kick his ass out. John Boehner's gone. Paul Ryan doesn't do what we want. We'll kick him out. So I'm done talking about that. I'm going to go to break due to time. And when we come back, I'm going to hit the Trump news, how he's in the lead in all these big polls nationally, not just with the Republican heat. It's his to walk away with, his to lose. And then a 15-year armed standoff quietly ends. Now, I'm not talking about the new 15-year armed standoff out with the Bundys out in Oregon that I've been critical of, you know, how they're doing. And I'm not against them. I just have some points to make. You know, they're like, how dare you? You must salute everything we do or you're bad. Not the Bundys, but their militia people, the commandos that we've learned about their military service we're going to be covering soon. But I want to just dovetail what Catalonia's done moving towards taking their country back, what the Texas governor's doing, saying we're not going to play ball with all this. We're going to veto your gun grabs, all these sheriffs saying, all these police chiefs saying we're not going to go along with gun confiscation. Moves to have the states align and basically point out the federal government's been dissolved, which the states can do under CONCON and reestablish the federal government. The states can impeach Obama. So that's all coming up. This is big news. But before I do that, one plug here on the show. We were going to end it Friday. We're going to end it tomorrow. It will end tomorrow. 15% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com, like the New Year's Resolution Pack from our nutraceutical vitamin supplement division, InfoWarsLife.com. Survival Shield X2, pure deep earth crystal source, iodine, the good halogen to detoxify the bad halogens, deep cleanse with the zeolites, the shilajit, all the rest of it, incredible detoxing, and the purest methylcobalamin, vitamin B12, pharmaceutical grade, under the tongue, secret 12. Huge discount and 15% off on top of the discount at checkout with promo code 2016 or gift 15. But 2016 is the code at checkout to get an additional 15% off the savings that are already across the board at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site. We are selling out of it. We're not going to make more. The Hillary for Prison shirt is available in some sizes. That is so popular. And just hundreds of other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. 15% off store-wide. Promo code 2016 or 888-253-3139. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A couple hundred squats and deadlifts yesterday. Boy, I tell you, my legs are sore. 300 push-ups. It's not that much for some people, but it's a lot for me. Worked out about an hour and a half. But you know what? The good news is that pain was actually enjoyable compared to being a jellyfish. And that's really the name of the game. If we don't get politically active, politically informed, politically involved, we'll be slaves. We turn our lives over to other people. And all I'm trying to do is illustrate to people how we're being screwed over. You don't have to have my perspective or even see things the way I do. But you can think for yourself and realize you're being lied to by the mainstream media. So let me go back over some of these stories and hit some of the ones I haven't gotten to yet here in closing. And then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the weekday transmission. I'm very honored and thankful that you've joined us today. Economist, GOP may win 47 states in general election. That is The Hill. Supply-side economist Arthur Leffer is predicting Republicans will win the White House in a landslide this year, regardless of the nominee. I'd be surprised if Republicans don't take 45, 56, 57 states out of the 50, Leffer told the Cats Roundtable on New York's AM 970 Sunday. I mean, I think it's going to be a landslide. And that's what the evidence shows. He's made a lot of accurate predictions before. That's in the Hill newspaper. Now, here's one in U.S. News and World Report, a lot more scientific than his opinion. Trump could win it all. A new survey shows a sizable number of Democrats ready to defect from Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump. 20% in a Washington-based Mercury Analytics combination dial test of Trump's first big campaign among 916 self-proclaimed likely voters who consider themselves to be on the fence, 20% of Democrats said they would be voting for Donald Trump. He gets 10%, he wins, folks, the Democrats. Shock poll, here it is, 20% of likely Democrat voters to cross over to Trump, American Mirror. Here's a Breitbart article. Poll, Trump beats Hillary in general election matchup. Fox News poll. Sylvester Stallone comes out and says, quote, I love Trump. I didn't jump on the bandwagon for Obama, and I'm not jumping on the Donald Trump bandwagon. But at least he says he doesn't want to confiscate the guns. I don't like some of his comments about, I'm really militaristic, don't worry, I'm not a wimp, but I don't want to attack Russia or attack Iran. I mean, he says, basically, I don't want war, but don't worry, I'm tough. So I kind of buy into the rhetoric. Still, I know Hillary wants to go attack countries like Egypt, Syria, Libya that didn't attack us, and then put horrible people in. So, again, I know she's 10 times worse. I mean, let's just say Trump's bad. He's not Hillary. And the whole establishment is against him. That's why I've been, the last month or two, you know, saying, hey, I'd love a Rand Paul. I'd love a Ted Cruz. They're just not in the polls like a Donald Trump. It's just a fact. I've known Rand Paul 20 years. He just isn't in the position. And you got to dance with the horses in the lead if you're not going to support the other horses. Now, let's get to this story. And I'm going to roll some footage for TV viewers if they just, you know, tuned in the last few years and didn't know this. It was in the late 90s, and I got calls on my radio show, and there was no attention to it in the news. It wasn't even in the Dallas Morning News yet. It wasn't on national news. And the Gray family called me. And they said, we listen to your show every night. We need your help, Alex. My dad got arrested. It was his son calling. And he called in. And I'm going back 17, 18 years. It's hard to remember it all. But there's articles about it, videos about it. And they said they pulled us over with a legal gun, took him to jail. They're charging him. We're having an armed standoff. They said they're going to raid us the next week. So I go out there and we find DPS cameras hidden and cattle trailers with SWAT teams ready to come in, and I go in the night they're supposed to come in, and, you know, all the rest of this happens. And then Chuck Norris hears about it, and he lands by helicopter to try to go in and talk them out. Well, 15 years after it started, and it really started before that, but it became a big national story. It started about 16 years ago, about 99. They send in the, quote, militia. He's never been in the military. Same story out in Oregon. You know, we're talking the stolen valor story. And they show up and go, Alex Jones is a fed and gave out the intel on you. And then, of course, a man like John Joe Gray or whoever else, while there's guys around me in military uniforms telling me I'm the commander. That's right, man, I salute you. Of course, it's feds all around them or opposition that's controlled to make it look stupid. But the sheriff and others were smart, didn't want a new Waco. It's real close to Waco. And they didn't go in for 15 years. And now they've dropped the charges. And it's in the Dallas Morning News. It's in a bunch of other newspapers. Daily Mail. Longest armed standoff in American history ends. Grandfather who bit a cop, that was when he tackled him, then threatened to kill any officer who came to arrest him, has charges dropped after 16 years, meaning he's free to leave his home for the first time since 99, and I don't think the Grays will probably leave their 40-something acres regardless. And, man, I've lived this over and over again. I think they're good people. I think they were misguided. They were manipulated. But, man, same deal. I sent Joe Biggs out to Oregon where the Bundys are. I sent David Knight and others out there last year. Said they did the right thing, standing up to the feds and taking their cattle on their own grazing rights. They went back to take the cattle with protesters. The feds said, we're going to shoot you. They had to back off. We have HD video of that and historic footage. Feds surrendered to citizens because they were in the right there. You go take some wildlife refuge building over, say you're going to be there, and then there's tweets about we need snacks, we need supplies because they're not ready. And then Joe Biggs goes in there, and almost all these militia guys aren't even former military. Some say they are. We're going to do a report on it. And they immediately go, Alex Jones ain't welcome. He says we're feds. Never said that. I said, look out for feds trying to provocateur violence. So it's the same story. We put the grays on the map. We show what's happening. We stop the armed takeover. People show up in uniforms and go, he's a fed. And they go, that's right. We salute that. And it's the same story. So I don't think the feds are going to move in on the Bundys, and I think they've now got their new 15-year house. I mean, I hope that's what happens rather than a big shootout and Obama gets his new false flag and you start a war against gun owners. And I get the feds are grabbing property. I get they're tyrannical. I get they – but the Hammonds themselves that the Bundys say they're helping, I don't think the Bundys are feds. I think they're misguided. They don't want this going on. And it's a federal building. It's not their own cows grabbed by the feds on grazing rights they had since 1878. That's why even, you know, the older Bundy, is saying, you know, he's not getting involved in this. It's just a big national story to say. I saw the CNN headline like an hour ago during a break. Gunmen, more gunmen arrive. And, you know, we have this headline here. Idaho militia groups arrives a secure perimeter. Yeah, from the evil patriot media. Prevent Waco-style situation in Oregon refuge. But I'll tell you the good news about all this. And I do respect the courage of people like the Bundys. It does show the feds aren't ready for a toe-to-toe fight with the American people. And they try mass gun confiscation. They try mass arrest. They try to declare martial law. People are going to stand up against them. I just don't want to hand the system the optics, the visual that makes gun owners look like we're on the offense taking over things. Because that's how it's being misrepresented to the dumbbells. And I just don't think it's the high ground position like it was with what the Bundys and my reporters were there right at the front lines. David Knight and Josh Owens supporting it, marching right through. When the feds were saying we're going to shoot at you, but the Patriots didn't name guns. They didn't say we have a perimeter. They said we're marching through your perimeter, and the feds had to back down. And, man, there were those voices there saying, get rid of the InfoWars reporters. They're feds. And, of course, those were obviously you-know-who trying to divide and conquer people. I'm a citizen. I have a right to my opinion that this is not the best time and best place for this to happen. And I'm not saying the Bundys are feds. I don't think they are. I just think that this is going down a bad road, and a lot of smarter feds on the ground know that the Obama people have said they want a big armed confrontation to try to kick off a civil war, but the feds themselves are saying, we're not going to do anything. And so it'll turn into a big competition for the folks inside that federal barn they've taken over, asking for snacks. I mean, you go, they're begging for food. Last time I heard, that's what folks do on the side of the road. So that's where I stand in all of this, and I don't want to kick something physical off right now. We're making major inroads, waking up the feds across the board, waking up others. We don't want to give the globalists the civil war they want. In closing, I'll cover it tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, when the big weekday show kicks off. Here's what Sean Penn agreed to do to party with El Chapo. They're talking about charging Sean Penn with working with this drug-dealing terrorist. This drug-dealing terrorist, it came out in mainstream articles, Business Insider, El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune, that they're CIA running the drugs into America, and the CIA turned on them. That came out in federal court. So leave the gun-grabbing dumbass Sean Penn alone.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.